I teased you all yesterday. That I was excited to be talking about this this topic. That is the fact that for 39 years, I did not know. I'm ashamed that I didn't. About an annual taxidermy convention that takes place in this great state. Didn't know about it. I've got family that's in this line of work or had been at once upon a time. And then, unfortunately, I had to push that conversation because a lot of you were reacting to our conversation with Congressman Kelly Armstrong. But I'm glad and I'm happy that we're able to pick up the conversation today. Trace Armstrong is our guest. He is the president of the North Dakota Taxidermy Association and Tall Tines Taxidermy, a beautiful Rowlett, North Dakota. Trace, I appreciate you being flexible with us, my friend. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've been ashamed that this whole time, I've only been on this this earth for 37 years, but for 39, the taxidermy convention's been happening in North Dakota. Explain to people what this convention is.
So basically, we're kind of all about the learning and the furthering just the education of taxidermy in our state. So we pretty much have like different skill levels, you know, whether you're youth, novice, whatever, and then all the way up to like the master's division.
So there's all different forms, there's all different skill sets in this, and I was able to go through some of the Facebook page about some of the displays. I gotta say, man, there's a lot of talent across the state here when it comes to the taxidermy, when it comes to, as I always put it, that you're kind of capturing a story, right? I mean, you go out, you harvest a deer, you harvest or you catch this fish, you know, and you want to hang that up, you get a goose, whatever it is. But it's not just that harvest. There's a story that goes with it. And I think that's pretty dang cool that you guys in your line of work are able to take that and make it into a thing of art for us to have a thing to point to and say, hey, here's the story behind that.
Yep, for sure. And that's kind of what we're all about, is just trying to do the highest quality taxidermy we can, not only for our clients or customers, but just, like you said, to kind of tell that story and turn it into an art form, you know.
How'd you get into the line of work? I ask because I have some family that have kind of dabbled. One that was very much in this, but, you know, life kind of catches up at times, and they got diverted to a different line of work. But I've seen the end products. I've seen the dedication. But how did you get involved in taxidermy?
So my dad actually did it when I was young, I think when I was probably in like kindergarten or something like that. I don't know. It was a long time ago. But I ended up going to college and just decided that it wasn't really for me, this whole school portion of it. But then, yeah, I just have always been kind of artistic with stuff and loved hunting. So it kind of meshed really well. Then I ended up going to school for it. And I loved it. I still don't even really consider it a job. It's kind of just my hobby, I always like to say. But, yeah, that's kind of how I got into it.
There's a couple of things there. One, it seems like having a family member that's been involved in the industry certainly sparks interest in it. The family,
yep, for sure.
The family member I talk about, well, his father also had done it for decades. And then, of course, the son gets involved. But I was the path that you were on. The school stuff, you know, the college, not really for me. But then when you find something that you're interested in, something you enjoy, it kind of gets you in that, okay, well, I better just get the paperwork done so I can go and have that wall hanger that's a piece of paper, a degree that says I know what I'm doing.
Yep, exactly right. And that's kind of there's a lot of taxidermists, too, that don't even really go to school. They're kind of self-taught. Mm-hmm. But I was kind of at the point in my life where I wanted to get to where I wanted to go quick enough. So I figured that school was probably the best option for me. Yeah. And then I just kind of hit the ground running and opened up my full-time shop, and I've been going since then.
Well, and the area of the state that you're in, up in Rowlett, certainly a prime location for this sort of thing. You know, I'm originally from the Leeds area and know about the great hunting that happens up there. Talk a little bit about the Tall Tines Taxidermy that you got.
Yeah, for sure. So I started this in 2017, pretty much right out of school. It started in my parents' garage. It was kind of, I tried to have a full-time business, but it was kind of tough. It's tough to do it in the garage. So, I built a shop, on some of my parents' land, and yeah, we've been full-time, or we started out pretty much full service doing birds, fish, game heads, anything we really could, but we've kind of shifted just into the game heads and life size and then replica fish portion, just because that's really what I enjoy to do. And we get, like you said, the hunting and fishing is really good in this area, so we get plenty of those every year.
When it comes back to this this annual convention you have, you talk about all different skill sets, you know, as far as you know, people that are doing it for hobby, people that have done this and made a life's work out of it. This has been going on for 39 years, which again just blows my mind that it's been going on for that duration. Is it a large? Is the association large? Is it well known as far as, hey, I'm a taxidermist, I want to make sure that I'm a part of this. What does the association really help do for those individuals that are part of this industry that might want to join it if they haven't already?
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, what we do every year is, or at least I shouldn't say every year, most years we try to send out, we get a list from the Game and Fish that has all the licensed taxidermists in the state. And we send out letters just kind of saying, hey, come to our convention. The biggest thing that we're trying to do is just further the education, you know. It's a bunch of like-minded people getting together and kind of bouncing ideas off of each other, and you get to figure out like new products. And then we have judges that are world renowned, national renowned, that are coming to tell us what we can do better with our pieces. So it's just a really good, really good way to further your education and just all around get better.
Trace Armstrong is our guest, owner of Tall Tines Taxidermy and Rolette, but also president of the North Dakota Taxidermy Association. So the products itself, what's the wildest thing you've seen when it comes to, hey, that's pretty cool?
Oh, I don't even know. That'd be kind of a tough one. yeah, I'm not even really sure. You got like wheels that you can shave a hide with to get it really thin. That's kind of a crazy one that nobody would really think of shaving leather like that. Yeah, there's kind of some off the wall things, but truthfully as taxidermists, we use like one of our best attributes is using stuff that's not really like finding a use for something that's not the main focus of it. Sure. You know, I find myself in Hobby Lobby spending thousands and thousands of dollars on stuff that's meant to put rugs together or blankets together that ends up going on the back of a deer mount or on a bear rug or something like that.
Well, I think, you know, the creativity, like I say, you've got a story behind every mount, but certainly you also have something that you want to catch someone's attention with. Aside from being that guy, and I know that guy, we all know that guy, that wants to make sure you see that mount and tell you the story. But there's something about that catching one's attention. Final question I have for you. Has there ever been a request that you're like, no, I can't do this, or a request saying, hey, that's a great idea, I'm going to go forward with it?
Yeah, it seems like most. I mean, there's not to like, I'm not knocking or saying anything, but a lot of taxidermists won't usually do like people's pets is kind of a big thing. Mm-hmm. People ask to do that. And there's a lot of people that do it really well, and complete kudos to them, but that's just something I've never really got into.
Sure.
And I don't think I ever would. Mm-hmm. Other than that though, you know, kind of the like a taxidermist favorite, like for the good portion of it, I guess is what I'm trying to say, is the best thing is when a customer comes in your shop and says, you know, I don't really care how much money it costs, I just want you to do something really cool, like use your artistic presentation and your skills and do something that no one has ever seen before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something that taxidermists like, and it kind of gives them the artistic freedom or just to do something that they're really proud of.
Yeah.
You know,
well, there's no doubt about that, you know, the fact that you take pride in your work and then be able to see it. One thing that I admire about the kind of work that people like you do, Trace, is you get your hands dirty, you actually craft something, and you can actually see it being built. As somebody
yep.
who used to talk for free and now I get paid to talk, I don't always get that opportunity. I just carry conversation.
Yeah.
So I think that that type of pride that comes through is saying, hey, you know what, that's a pretty cool piece. I'm pretty dang proud of it. It's just pretty dang
sure.
cool. Trace, I'm glad we were able to pick up this conversation. I apologize again that we had to move things around just so abruptly yesterday. But the final word goes to you.
Oh, I just kind of want to say that we are open to the public and everything. If it comes around to this time next year and you're looking to see some really good pieces, or you're even a taxidermist yourself, get a hold of us at the association, and we would love to help you out and kind of further explain how everything goes.
Well, Trace, here, I give you my word here. If, in fact, this time around I still have this job and that convention does come up, we'll get together and we'll promote it. I want to promote it instead of talk about it after the fact. So I give you my word.
Yeah, for sure.
Next year, let's get in touch before that convention, all right?
Yep, that'd be awesome.
All right, you take care until then, my friend.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Trace Armstrong again. One of the taxidermists, in fact, owner of Tall Tines Taxidermy in Rowlett, North Dakota. Also the president of the North Dakota Taxidermy Association. Just a fun conversation that I wanted to have with you. We'll come back. I'll get all of your thoughts on a variety of topics next year on KFGO.